The Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has warned of harsh consequences if the Palestinian Authority persists with its plan to seek UN membership. Lieberman has not elaborated on what the consequences would be. Earlier, he had called on Israel to cut all relations with the PA over its UN bid. In Iraq, a wave of violence has left scores of people dead and wounded. A car bomb went off outside a restaurant near a southern city. Elsewhere in the West, another bomb exploded inside a military base, and in the capital, Baghdad, a police checkpoint came under gunfire. A NATO commander says a Taliban assault in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has left 27 people dead. The victims include Afghan police, civilians, and militants. Other reports say six foreign soldiers were also wounded. The 20-hour-long attack, which targeted the U.S. Embassy and NATO headquarters, ended on Wednesday morning. The death toll from heavy flooding in southern Pakistan has climbed to 270. 200,000 others have been forced from their homes. The floods began early last month, but continuing rains have hampered relief efforts. Many still remain trapped in villages cut off by the flooding. Credit rating agency Moody's has downgraded two of France's most powerful banks, Crédit Agricole and Société Générale, because of their exposure to the Greek debt. The third bank, BNP Paribas, has been kept on review for a possible downgrade. In recent days, share prices in the European banks have fallen sharply. The number of unemployed people in the UK has exceeded 2.5 million. Official figures show 80,000 more people lost their jobs in the second quarter, the largest increase in nearly 2 years. The number of those claiming jobless benefits also rose in August for the sixth straight month. Britain is holding one of the world's largest weapons trade fairs. Rights activists have slammed London for inviting repressive regimes to the events, including the one in Bahrain. Britain has already been under fire for training Bahraini police who have suppressed anti-regime protests in the past 7 months. Saadi Gaddafi, one of the sons of Libya's fugitive former leader Muammar Gaddafi, has arrived in the Niger capital, Niamey, after being granted refuge. 32 members of Gaddafi's inner circle, including three generals, have entered Niger so far this month. The whereabouts of Gaddafi himself are still unknown.